for DJW Mobile.
For BGE Mobile as well. How are we today?
For BGE, Victor Golf Echo. Did I get that right? I'm doing good. Making progress. Handle Dave here.
Donnie on this end. I'm glad you're doing good today. The suffix is Bravo Golf Echo. I need to get a vanity sign. It always rhymes together and it trips me up as well. Oh man, can you enjoy this 60 degree weather today or what?
I had a call sign like that too when I first got mine back in 2004. And that was the first thing I did was change it because I couldn't remember, much less anybody else. But, yeah, people get used to it no matter what it is. Yes, I am enjoying this. This is beautiful out here. Driving with short sleeves, shirt on, and the window rolled down. And it's still kind of warm.
Sir, roger that. I'm with you. I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt, and I'm going to go wash my car. I'm telling you, it needs it, and not only that, but it's a beautiful day to do it, so I cannot complain. And yeah, it's so funny, when I first got my ticket about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I kept hearing this guy, and I was trying to figure out what his name was through QRZ. I kept saying no matches found, and I'm like, man, this guy, he's not even a ham. And then finally I heard him give it phonetically, and I was like, oh, there we go.
Phonetics makes a world of difference. When you're doing a net, a lot of people will give it both in phonetics and just the alphabet, or alphanumeric and the phonetics. And the phonetics is what saves you every time.
Yeah, my friend, me and him, we went and got our license together. And his suffix is BKW. And so why couldn't I get something like that? Something that kind of stands out individually. But it is what it is, so I won't complain about it.
Good enough, and you're talking to enough people get used to it, and it doesn't matter what it is. People will pick up on it. I'm radio. What sparked your interest?
I think in my high school days, which, you know, wasn't too far back, because I'm only in my 30s, my late 30s. So I played with CB radio with my friends, and then I kind of got out of it because it was kind of vulgar and nasty, so I stayed away from it for a while. And I always thought about doing ham radio, but, you know, I didn't know how cost-efficient you could get into ham radio. And my buddy came up to me one day and was like, hey, man, you know, we're all about being ready to go at a moment's notice. Let's go get a ham radio license. And I was like, man, that's kind of expensive. But, you know, we went and done it. And I figured out, you know, it's fairly cost effective to get into it. And, man, I've enjoyed it ever since.
The thing about ham radio, I mean, you can even build your own equipment if you want to get the cost down and your knowledge up, right? Or you can just do it quickly and just fork out the money and get what you want. It's a very flexible hobby. I enjoy it for that, too. The reason I got into it is I fly radio control airplanes, and I wanted to know more about the transmitter to the receiver and the receiver back to the transmitter in the airplanes. And I figured, well, my dad was a ham radio operator the whole time I was growing up. I figured I'd know as much about it as he did if I got my ham license. But that's not the way it works. It is a license to learn. It's not once you get the license, you know everything. I was kind of disappointed after that, but still, you're going to learn if you stay in it and use it.
Roger that. That's what's crazy is, like, you learn something new every day, and it's like, you know, and one thing I've really enjoyed about the ham radio community is the camaraderie that's in it and how people are so welcoming. And, man, it's just like you never meet these people sometimes, and they'll give you the shirt off their back. I mean, you can't beat a better community than that. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like I'll even ask, you know, some of the older ham operators, because they usually look to my elders for wisdom. And find out, they might not know this, and then we all figure it out together, and it's like, wow, they've learned something, I've learned something, and we all benefit, you know? It's definitely an awesome hobby to learn.
It's always something to learn, and you get to hear their voices, you get to know people, and like you said, it may be years after you've been talking to them before you actually see their face. I know Ham Fest used to be really popular 20 years ago. They were still going pretty strong. Not so much anymore, but they're still going, but they're just not that strong. And you'd be at a Ham Fest, and you'd hear somebody talking behind you, and you'd recognize the voice, and you wouldn't even know the face. And then you'd throw their call sign out there, and they'd know who you were. That's pretty cool.
T-G-E-I-D. Yeah, that's something that was wild to me as well, is like, even now, like, it's like as soon as, like, you put your call sign out there, and then they might make a comment and before they give their call sign, and it's like you already know who you're talking to just by the sound of the voice. And it's wild. You think that, you know, with not being able to see the people in person, it would be harder, but no, you can basically pinpoint whoever's talking before you even hear their call sign. It's pretty wild.
They're calling Annette, you know, that exact same nuance that you're talking about is what the net control operators all use to their advantage. Usually they can have the call sign written out before the person that's putting their call sign out there finishes put their call sign out there. In fact, some of them check in two or three people besides themselves, and you can get all of them checked in before they'll get one call sign out just because you know their voice. It is pretty cool. Well, Donnie, I am back home. I got to load up the truck, get another load to take to the transfer station. Maybe I'll catch you on a second pass out here. Stay safe and enjoy this beautiful day, W4DJW.
For DJW, you do the same, my friend, and you have a safe journey, and I hope it's all nice and easy going for you today. And, yeah, if I catch you on the second pass, I'll definitely be looking forward to it. 73s to you, my friend, and enjoy the beautiful day. KQ4, BGE, and I'll be clear.